Yeah, that's a circle, my clit, just like that with that tongue of yours. Oh, fuck, yes. More, give me more. Oh, that's my good girl. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, so close, so fucking. My goodness, you're absolutely insatiable, you know that? Oh, fuck. We literally just fucked 30 minutes ago and you're already doing it again. Oh, fuck, how are you always so horny, baby girl? Oh, right there. Oh, fuck, that's it. Deeper, come on. Give it to me harder. Oh, fuck, I need it. I need it all the time, yeah. Oh, I just love how your cock feels in my hand. How the barbs go so easily with the motions. I thought they'd be hard and they would just prick my hand, but I guess they don't. Fuck. It's so hot and thick in my hand. It feels so good. I want you to cover my tits in your cum. Think you can do that for me, baby girl? Think you can cover my big tits in all of your pretty cum? I think you can. I think you should. Wouldn't they look so much better with a little bit of decoration? Oh, what a. See? I can see both of them in my mouth. No problem. I stroke the shaft. Oh, so close, so close. I'm almost there. Come on. Oh, fuck. Oh, princess. Fuck. That's it. Come on. Come inside me. Please. I need it. Please come inside me. Please, 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 please. I need it. Come on. Give it to me. Please. Be a good girl and come inside me. Fill me with cum just like good girls do. Oh, fuck. So close. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good inside me. I love how your cock fills me up, princess. No cock can compare to yours. That's it. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, this is what I needed. This is what I craved after a stressful day. I just needed to bounce on your cock, feel those barbs massaging my wall. Needed to have my girl underneath me moaning. Oh, you look so pretty like this. Such a good little bitch for me. That's it. You're pussy whipped, aren't you? It feels so good to have my pussy constricting you like this. Easily taking every inch of your cock, sliding up and down, my tits bouncing. You see my belly? It's starting to get bigger. That's a little you in there, you know? Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. It feels so good bouncing on your cock. That's my good girl. Ah, you're so fucking delicious. I swear I could suck on this all day, never get bored. Sweeter than a lollipop and fills my mouth a lot better. Ah, you just love fucking my mouth, don't you, princess? Grinding my clit against you has got to be the best feeling in the world. Your skin's so fucking smooth, and it already has that weird thing on top of it. I can just glide back and forth, using you as my personal fuck toy. Oh, what a good girl you're being. That's it. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, I feel so good. The drag of my clit against you. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. You really think that was a rough fucking? Come on. You've gone rougher with me. Oh, fuck. You just love how my tongue wraps around you, don't you? Such a good girl. So pretty for me, keeping eye contact while I swallow you down a hole. What a good girl you're being for me. My pretty princess. You hear that jaw pop? All right, let's try this again now that she's satiated and asleep. My name is Dr. Avery Harris. Can't say that. Fuck, I already fucked up. I don't have that title anymore. My name is Avery Harris, and I'm currently being kept in Containment Unit 0-F3L14, and I am no longer employed by DLTCP. I live here full time. They made me vanish from society. Weird, right? Apparently no one's gone looking for me, as I've been informed. There was actually a funeral held for me in the outside world. The story they came up with was my house caught on fire and I got trapped inside, body completely burned to ashes. A totally tragic accident that no one could have predicted. You see, I used to be in charge of the specimen we call Ophelia, but she decided that we were supposed to be mates, and then she knocked me up. And despite my attempts to keep this a secret, it didn't fucking work. They found out. Of course they did. Towards the end of the first trimester, I told everyone here that I was pregnant. I did not say it was with a specimen, I said it was with a human, and they were all supportive. And then my boss asked for a blood sample. I assumed my file needed updating because I was pregnant and that's what it was, just to confirm the pregnancy. How foolish I was. After I gave it to them, I went into Ophelia's unit with her and the door shut and locked. It never opened again for me. The passcode's been changed and I was trapped in here. At first, I thought they might want to kill me. Study the developing fetus for a little bit before ending my life. Who knows what the fuck I'm actually growing inside me. But as time went on, I kept breathing. I realized that they wanted me to carry this pregnancy to term. They gave me back my recordings so I can start documenting everything. How I'm feeling, how Ophelia is acting, what is different from a traditional human pregnancy, that kind of a thing. For the longest time, I just stared at that recorder with hatred. I knew they were going to go through the tapes, and they heard everything. I wasn't about to start recording myself again just so I could be studied like a fish in a bowl. Those first few weeks were really hard on me, and they were especially hard on Ophelia. She didn't understand why I wasn't excited to be living with her. She felt rejected by me, and she probably genuinely was. She kept being her wonderful self, bringing me sweet gifts, sleeping next to me, and worshipping my belly, of course. She's constantly touching it, kissing it, looking at it. She even hums sometimes. She tends to growl if one of the researchers gets too close to me, so is it weird to think that's kind of sweet? So I guess you want to ask, why did I start recording again? Truthfully, I don't know. Today I woke up and I stared at that recorder for a long time. I just kept looking at it, and then finally, I decided to pick it up and do what they want to a certain extent. Malicious compliance is more like it. I'll record myself, but I won't give you anything useful. You're the scientist now, not me. You have to figure it out. You stripped me of my title, of my personhood. And now I'm just another specimen kept in a containment unit like all the others. Maybe if I'm good, one of you will take me home at night and treat me like a beloved pet. I can't believe that would be considered a step up from where I am now. No matter. I'm here. I'm guessing whoever's listening to this recording is the person who gets to replace me. The newbie researcher. I doubt that these tapes are being archived or listened to by the higher-ups. They need someone to be the new caretaker for Ophelia and, I guess, technically me. I was really angry and upset at first. But I've reached this point of resignation. There's no point in fighting. There's no hope of escaping. I might even be part of some new department where they see which specimens can be bred with humans. That's something out of a horror movie. I wonder what you look like, newbie. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, listening to my story unfold and believing it could never be you. You're smarter than me. You're quicker than me. You're stronger. You probably think that in a million years you would never be in my position because Ophelia now has a mate. Indulge in that delusion while you can. Not because I think you're going to end up like me, newbie. No. I just think they're going to change protocols if they haven't already. There's already a carousel of faces that come to us. I think they're terrified of this happening again. You might be assigned to a few different specimens, which is more what I'm referring to. The bosses would think that what they're doing is preventing a bond like this from forming by having you visit multiple creatures. But it won't stop them from doing what they want to your body. Some of the specimens have more animal-like things. Others have more humanoid. And some of them have things like Ophelia in them. Who's more alien than anything else? One of them could easily swoop you up as their mate, or worse, make you their breeding bitch. I think that's partly why I can't find it in myself to be angry at Ophelia. She seems to genuinely love me and care about me. And I care about her, of course, but I wouldn't consider her my mate. But who knows? Maybe in a few months to a few years, it'll be a different story. I don't know what else to say. I guess you'll be hearing from me again since I've decided to start recording again. Maybe these tapes can teach you something, newbie. Don't be like me. Avery Harris, signing off.
So, now that you have listened to all the tapes, are you ready to meet 0-F3L14?